This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This week, Apple and Google are set to release their joint system to track when a smartphone has been near another smartphone held by someone with coronavirus. Marketplace's Jack Stewart has more on contact tracing as a tool to get parts of the economy going again.
Traditional contact tracing involves a human tracker questioning someone who tests positive about who they've been near and then trying to reach those people to warn them to isolate. Tina White at Stanford is from the group COVID Watch, which helped develop the underlying technology to allow smartphones to track other phones around them privately and do contact tracing through tech.
What this sort of app will do is it will give you an anonymous notification instead that you have been exposed. Here are the next steps.
Apple and Google, traditionally competitors when it comes to their iPhones and Androids, worked together on the system, which uses Bluetooth signals. Users will have to download an app from their local public health authority to opt in. Pam Dixon's from the World Privacy Forum. She wants assurances that any data will be deleted once this pandemic is over.
We need to hear that this is a temporary system just to deal with the crisis, and then it goes away.
She's also watching to see if the use of these types of trackers becomes mandatory to enter restaurants or board planes, for example, which, she says, would raise extra concerns. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.